Blog Talk Radio.
There's a place dear to me where I'm longing to be with my friends at the old country church. There with mother we went and our Sundays were spent with my friends at the old country church.
Precious years of memory.
Oh, what joy they bring to me.
How I long
once more to be with my friends at the old country church. As a small country boy, how my heart beat with joy when I knelt in the old country church. And the Savior above, by His wonderful love, saved my soul in the old country church.
Precious years of memory. Oh, what joy they bring to me. How I long once more to be
with my friends at the old country church. My thoughts make me weep, for so many now sleep in their graves near the old country church. And sometime I may rest with the friends I love best in a grave near the old country church.
Precious years of memory. Oh, what joy they bring to me.
With
my friends at the old country church. Well, good evening, everyone, and greetings in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, this has been a pretty day out today. Been filled with sunshine, temperature just about right to be comfortable. Been a good day that God has made. And we should have rejoiced and been glad in it. I pray that you have all been keeping the good Lord in your mind through the day, that you praised Him a couple of times and gave Him thanks for what you have. All right, let's go to our Heavenly Father in prayer. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Father, once again, as we open your word, we're asking the Holy Spirit to come forward to take this service, Father. Take it. Speak through me so that the words that are said and spoken are not mine, but they're yours. To reach out to those that are walking in darkness and help to bring them to the light, and that light being the Lord Jesus Christ. And Father, we're told to pray to you in Jesus' name. We know all things pass through Jesus. He is our Savior. He is our healer. We're told this in your word. Help us, Father, through the Holy Spirit, to bring this word to life in our lives so that we can see, hear, and build our faith to the point of committing our lives totally and completely to you, filling our time with your presence and not of the things of this world. Father, be with us now through this time as we study. In Jesus' name, I ask. Amen. All right. We're going to be in Romans chapter 12. And it's got some things in it. Well, I don't know how much further through Romans we're going to get today. Only God knows that, but he knows what he has for us. In chapter 12, verse 1, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. We are to present our bodies to him and let him live through that to get his work done here on this earth. It is to be a living sacrifice to God, our bodies. Just as Jesus, he sacrificed his so you and I could have eternal life. Sacrificed it unto death. But we are to sacrifice ours, or to give it unto the Lord, so that through us, the Holy Spirit can do the work that God wants done. That's why when we go to him and we accept him honestly and truly, he already has a way for you and I to live and to work that is pleasing to him and for him. Now, that's why when we are born again, we are all called. Not talking about all of us. We are all called for a work of the Lord. We're not all called for the same reason that we are called to be used the way God wants to use each of us, to where we will be able to do the best work that we can do as an individual. Some are called to be pastors. Some are called to be teachers. Some are called to be deacons. And some are called just to be the children of God, but to be used for specific reasons as they go through life. We don't stop and think about these things, do we? But you see, this one verse has so much meaning. And every time we read it, we'll remember part of it from the time before. But also, there'll be other things in our life that God will talk to us about. You see, as we study the Word of God, He speaks to us. He is speaking to you. It's just that you must be walking in faith and have ears that will hear, and a heart and mind that is open and receptive unto His Word. Now here in verse 2, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Conform. Be not conformed to this world. This world should not be carrying a lot of meaning for you and I. It is a place to where we are in order to make heaven our home. We're on a journey here. This world's not our home. We talk about our homes and things here. No. This world is not our home. It is a place we are passing through on our way back home. If so be that we will follow the Word of God and walk in the Spirit as His. Now, he goes on here, he says, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. And you know, that word perfect is something most of the churches today does not want to hear, and neither do they really approve of among their people. Now, but we're going to be getting in to the use of that word a little further along and several more times. It's not something that is not in God's Word. Because just as I read here, you see it's there. Now, 3. For I say, through the grace given unto me, to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, according as God has dealt to every man the measure of faith. You know, ought to remind us that the righteousness of God will cause the believer to conduct himself in humility before God. Think about that. In humility. And in the local church. Because without the Lord Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit living in us, we are nothing and can do nothing. Really. Because this flesh is a house. in which we live in. And if we are born again child of God, we also have the deity of the Godhead living in us. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit living within us. That's why we are told in His Word that there is nothing impossible for us. You see? Because it's not us. It is the Lord working through us. He is the one to praise. He's the one to lift up. So you see, that's what the Holy Spirit is doing. He's lifting up the Lord Jesus and the Father. That's why He's here with you and I. Now, because without Him, we can do nothing. Verse 4. For as we have many members in one body, and all members have not the same office, so we being many are one body in Christ, and every one member one of another. What's that saying to us? I'm gonna read that again. I really want you to get this. For as we have many members in one body, and all members have not the same office. Now here in verse 5, you see our members don't do the same thing, do they? Now, verse 5. So we being many are one body in Christ, and every one members one of another. Letting us know that we're many members, but we're in one body in Christ. 6, having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us, whether prophecy, let us prophesy according to the proportion of faith. Because you see, you can only do, and the Spirit will only do, what your faith is strong enough to accept. That's why we are to build our faith. And we get faith from hearing and hearing from the Word of Almighty God out of this book. And as we are guided by the Holy Spirit. Now, seven, our ministry, let us wait on our ministry, or he that teaches on teaching. You see, they're all different gifts that is given by God. And we are supposed to walk in that gift and work at that gift. Now, he that exhorteth on exhortation, he that giveth, let him do it with simplicity. He that ruleth with diligence, He that showeth mercy with cheerfulness. You getting these guides for our lives? None. Let love be without dissimulation, abhor that which is evil, cleave to that which is good. You know, without dissimulation, actually, the meaning of that is without hypocrisy. In other words, you don't speak one thing and live something else. Because in doing that, then you become that hypocrite. When you speak one thing and live something else, according to the Word of God, you're a hypocrite. As we was going through the four Gospels, look how many times that the Lord Jesus Christ let a lot of the priests and the scribes and the elders know that they were hypocrites. And why he was letting them know that. Now, in verse 10, be kindly affectioned one to another with brotherly love, in honor, preferring one another. We're always to look at the other in high esteem, holding him higher. And we do that through godly love. Not this kind of love that mankind's got, but that godly love. That when you tell somebody, God loves you and I love you, you mean it. And that's the right kind of love. Now, 11. Not slothful in business. You're not lazy. Fervent in the spirit. In other words, you're truthful in the spirit. Boiling over. Because that's all you want. That's why you walk continually in the spirit. You're continually thinking of God and what you can do for him. How you can serve him. Because your life has been given over to him completely. You've asked him to come in and to live your life. Lord, I give you my life. Come and live through me. Now, 12. Rejoicing in hope. Patient in tribulation. Continuing instantly in prayer. How many am I talking to right now that actually have these things in their life truthfully? Now, 13, distributing to the necessity of saints, given to hospitality. We are to help the saints. We are to help each other that are in need, whatever that need be. If they are in need of spiritual help, then go to God in prayer and His Word so you can help them. They are in need physically or monetarily. Then we are to do everything that we can do to help them. Now, 14. Bless them which persecute you. Bless and curse not. You don't hold a grudge. You don't wish bad things on those that do things against you. You pray for them. And you ask. And you ask sincerely that the Holy Spirit can work with them and turn them from darkness and from any darkness to light. And that light being the Lord Jesus Christ and His way. Praying that they can straighten themselves out through Jesus and make heaven their home. 15. Rejoice with them that do rejoice and weep with them that weep. And we all do have times of that. There's times, especially good times, when we all rejoice when someone that's going through a real good time. We rejoice with them. But when they are down, a lot of times the reason they're down and weeping, as an example, that they've lost someone they love, it not only hurts them, it also hurts you and I, if we are a child of God, because we know what it is to lose someone. And we weep with them. Now, 16. Be of the same mind, one toward another. Mind not high things, but condescended to man of low estate. Be not wise in your own conceits. You can't get no plainer than that. Right there. You cannot get no plainer than that. So I'm going to read that one more time. Be of the same mind one toward another. Mind not high things. Condescend to men of low estate. Be not wise in your own conceit. Don't let that pride get in your way. And it can. And a lot of times, if you're not careful, it can get there without you even knowing. But if you've got your mind and your heart set on things of Almighty God, that pride's not going to get in the way. Because you're going to keep it removed. Now, 17. Recompense to no man evil for evil. In other words, we don't repay someone that's done something against us by holding a grudge and doing something against them to get evil. Provide things honest in the sight of all men. Make sure your life is not doing evil things in front of others. That the way you are living your lives is an example that they can follow in order to make heaven their home. Now, 18. If it be possible, as much as lieth in you, live peaceably with all men. You hear that? Live peaceably with all men. 19. Dearly beloved, avenge not yourself, but rather give place unto wrath, for it is written, vengeance is mine. I will repay, saith the Lord. You see, you don't have to take revenge. That belongs to God. And he's the one that will take care of that. He tells you not to do it. Leave it alone. Now, 20. Therefore, if thine enemy hunger, feed him. If he thirst, give him to drink. For in so doing, thou shalt heap coals of fire on his head. And in treating him right and with the right attitude, doing it for the right reason, you see, you may bring him, the scripture says you're heaping coals of fire on him, those coals of fire just may bring him to that saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. You see, that all belongs to God. Now, Malachi chapter 12, with this short verse. Be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good. We found a whole lot there in chapter 12, didn't we? Now, in 13, verse 1, let every soul be subject unto the higher powers, for there is no power but of God. The powers that be are ordained of God. We are subject to a lot of man-made laws. And we are to be obedient unto them unless, pardon me, unless they are against the Word of God. And then we're to obey God rather than man. Because, you see, God approved of governments and things. He's the one that set them up. He's the one that began. And we had a government at one time. And our government was set upon his word and the Lord Jesus Christ. But we allowed evil ones to get involved in our government. And we didn't get them out. And they have brought a lot of evil upon our people. And especially upon the church of Almighty God. Now, number 2. Whosoever therefore resists the power, resisteth the ordinance of God, and they that resist shall receive to themselves damnation. Who cannot resist those powers of God. Because we do, we're going to receive damnation. For rulers are not a terror to good works, but to the evil. Wilt thou then not be afraid of the power? Do that which is good, and thou shalt have praise of the same. You see, how God's rule was set up, and ours was at one time, 3 years, and God really blessed this country. God really blessed our country, the United States of America. But it turned its back and is walking away from him. It has took the Lord Jesus Christ out of every place he was in. It don't want the Ten Commandments posted nowhere. Used to be in all public places. Now it cannot be shown. You see, that's not of God. But we sat back and let it happen. The church sat back and let one woman take prayer out of school. And she didn't even have a child in school. She had a child, but her child was grown. Sitting in a bar drinking with her. But they let her take prayer out of her school. Now, four. For he is the minister of God to thee for good. But if thou do that which is evil, be afraid, for he beareth not the sword in vain. For he is the minister of God, a revenger to execute wrath upon him that doeth evil. He's talking here in 4 about the minister of God. You know, the purpose of human government is to uphold the good and punish the evil. And we know that right and wrong is determined, you know, by states, as we call them. But you know, the Christian citizen is to fear and obey the government, as long as the government does not demand citizens to violate God's word. You see, God comes first before it all. He comes before everything. And we need his guidance. Now, wherefore ye must needs be subject, not only for wrath, but also for conscience sake. 6. For this cause pay ye tribute also, for they are God's ministers, attending continually upon this very thing. And of course we all do. We call it taxes. We don't call it tribute, we call it taxes. To our governments. Now, it's tithes and tribute that we owe to the church. 7. Render therefore to all their dues, tribute to whom tribute is due, custom to whom custom, fear to whom fear, and honor to whom honor. letting us know exactly. But you see, the only way we have of knowing what and who is right and who is wrong is by the word of Almighty God. Eight. Owe no man anything but to love one another. For he that loveth another has fulfilled the law of God. Now, nine. For this, thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not bear false witness, thou shalt not covet, and if there be any other commandment, it is briefly comprehended in this saying, namely, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. He goes on here in 10, says, love worketh no ill to his neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfilling of the law. That brings us down to that infilling of the Holy Spirit that will guide you and let you know what you need to do with others. Because we are to love them. And would hold no ill will. 11. And that knowing the time, that now it is high time to wake out of sleep, for now is our salvation nearer than when we believed. It's nearer now than when we first believed. And we all know that. Now, well, the night is far spent. The day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness and let us put on the armor of light. You know, that night, actually, is referring to the time while Christ is out of the world and the world has been delivered into the control of the prince of the power of the air, in other words, Satan. And the day they're talking about there in that verse is a reference to the time when Christ will return and establish his reign of righteousness. Think about it. 13. Let us walk honestly as in the day, not in rioting and drunkenness, not in chambering and wantonness, not in strife and envying. There's a whole lot there in that verse too, isn't it? Aaron 13, 14. But put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ. You put him on. We was to do that when we were baptized. Did you? Or when you were baptized, did you even know to do that? Well, you see, there are a lot of them out there that don't baptize you in Jesus' name. They don't tell you what's happening to you as you're being baptized. They take you in the water, a dry center, and bring you out a wet one. Because they've done nothing for you. Because you did not know what was happening. Now, we'll be getting into that later on. We all know not to walk in drunkenness. Every one of us know that. Now, here in this next verse, we'll be closing, but when we'll be coming to the end of chapter 13. It wasn't a very long chapter, actually 14 verses. And it tells us, but put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ, and make not provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. We are not to seek opportunities, actually to satisfy deep-seated desires of sin and that sinful nature. Because you see, as the children of God, we are to always seek occasions and a way to manifest our works and our ways unto that new life with the Lord Jesus Christ and our Heavenly Father. Think about that. And we're going to get ready and close here now. And there is something I'd like to share. There are ways that you can get in touch with me. And if you ever call in to where you can talk with us on Blog Talk Radio, those ways will be made known to you. You can call me on my phone. And I'll answer. And I will be giving you my phone number at the end of this week. Because we are gaining a few listeners along the way. Well, I will be giving it out Sunday to you. All right. Let us pray. Most gracious Heavenly Father, once again, as we close your word, we thank you for this word. Father, we thank you for the Lord Jesus Christ and for the Holy Spirit of Almighty God. And Father, we thank you for times that we can come together like this in the study of your word and in friendship and fellowship with each other and with the Lord Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit as our guides, as those that work with us, that leads us along the way of righteousness and helps us to obtain the things that you will ask of us to do, seeing that we have the authority and the power to get those things done. Because on our own, Father, we cannot do anything. But through the Lord Jesus Christ and by the Holy Spirit working in and through us, there is nothing impossible to us. Now, Father, be with us. There are those out there that is in need of healing. Father, there are those within this ministry that stands in need of the healing power of the Lord Jesus Christ. Because we are told in thy word that it's by his stripes that we are healed. Father, we stand upon that, knowing that that promise is always kept, because you do not lie nor back out of your promises to your children and to those that believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, Father, We all have family members. We're praying for them. We're asking the Holy Spirit to work among them, to bring them, Father, out of darkness and into light, that light being Jesus, so that they not be lost and can make heaven their home. And Father, this land, may we find enough to work with us to bring this land to repentance so it can be healed and our government set back upon the foundation in which it was founded, that being your word and the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, now keep us through the remainder of this evening. And as we lay down tonight, keep us through the night in safety, letting us rest so that come morning we can wake refreshed, be ready to meet a new day and to do whatever you have for us to do and to be back into your word and be together again 10 a.m. in the morning Eastern time to share with each other and with those that we can reach through these two internet channels. Help us all. Keep our hearts and our minds open to be receptive unto your will and your way. This, Father, is my prayer. In Jesus' name, amen.